Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Well, one more thing in the news this week. Former Red Sox pitching ace Pedro Martinez came back to Boston, where he was honored at the 11th annual award ceremony, The Tradition, at New England Sports Museum, where he declared himself a Bostonian for life.
And for good reason. Martinez won 3 Cy Young Awards. He pitched 7 seasons for the Red Sox, including for that great 2004 team of self-proclaimed idiots who won Boston's first World Series in 86 years. When he was honored earlier this week, only a game's Karen Given caught up with him just barely for a very brief chat.
Here we go. I'm Karen with NPR. I was told I could walk with you to the elevator if that's all right.
Yeah.
That was a crazy mob scene. That must feel pretty good, right?
Yeah, it always is. It's been like that since the first day in Boston. So I'm used to it. I'm used to my people. I'm used to the media and the way they go about the business.
So the last time I saw you in Boston, you were at the 100th anniversary at Fenway, and nobody seemed to be having as much fun as you. Was anyone else having as much fun as you were having?
I think everybody, except that they have it in their own way, and I have it my own way. The fact that I was together with Kevin Millar makes it even funnier. And every time we get together, Millar, Johnny Damon, all those guys from the 04 team, it seems like it's a blast, and you know, that was a special day for us to celebrate, and I was equally as happy.
Now, I don't know how much you watch baseball these days, but there have been 4 no-hitters this year already. Yeah. What's going on? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's the fact that the game is getting clean. It's going back to its roots, and you know, you're going to see more dominant pitchers than in the previous years, because nobody's cheating. Also, you have to give credit to the talent. There's a lot of talent out there that the scouts have specialized in getting, and some of the teams are doing great at selecting some of the pitchers.
Yeah. Now, technically, you don't have a no-hitter, but your brother does. Does he ever tease you about that?
No. But you know what? I don't feel bad about it, because I had an opportunity to go 10 innings, and that's going a little extra than you should.
Absolutely.
And you know, I took 9 perfect innings into the 10th, and I was able to go extra innings, which I happen to now join Harvey Haddix in the, you know, one of the guys that took a perfect game into extra innings. You know, I'm extremely proud. I feel like I did throw one.
I feel like you did, too. I have just one more question.
Yeah.
Boston's pitching is not so great these days. Are you ready to come back?
Not at all, especially now. No, I'm not ready, and I'm not thinking about it either. But in anything I can help Boston, I'll be more than happy to do that.
All right. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
your
time.
That was Only a Game's Karen Given talking to former Red Sox ace and Bostonian for life Pedro Martinez after he was honored this week at the Tradition at New England Sports Museum.
Up next, what yesterday's Supreme Court decision means for Rhode Island's effort to move toward universal health care. Also, our weekend picks. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.